Mary, for me, has always been there. She's the mother of the Son of God into whose care he was given by her acceptance of her role as mother.
And when you pray to Mary?
When I pray to her, it's like talking to another mother, if you like. And I know she will understand because she can identify with our condition, our humanity. She's been through it all in a much more serious way than we might think we're experiencing at any given time. But she's always there, and there's always a certain compassion. And when she leaves, there's an understanding and a certainty that she'll always be there.
Now, you have a very special relationship, really, with her through your work as a sculptor. And how do you decide how you're going to depict Mary?
Mary is an iconic representation of all the virtues she manifested in her acceptance of the role as mother of the promised Messiah of the Jewish people. So I've tried to portray that in this sculpture. I hope this sculpture embodies in form her dignity, her strength, her simplicity, and her caring, and her stability in her accomplishment of the request by the Almighty to become the mother of the Son. The symbol of purity I have placed around her neck, which is a fleur-de-lis, invites us, the whole figure invites us to contemplate her engagement with her divine Son and his plan for our redemption. But she must have been a very strong lady.
Now, over the years, I'm sure there have been many times when you have spoken to Mary and maybe been surprised with your reaction and what you feel you might have had as an answer.
That's a very that's a very difficult one, and a personal one, if you like. But when I was about to get married, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I wanted to go to Paris, I wanted to do other things, and the last thing on my mind was marriage, or being settling down. And I remember praying very strongly to Mary and wondering. I didn't know what the Lord had in mind for me. But as I was leaving this particular church where there was a rather nice shrine to Mary, all of a sudden it was all right. You said, yes, you go ahead. And that was a very, very positive thing. And from there on, I didn't look back. Consequently, you see me now as I am.
Well, seven children later.
Yeah, seven children later. But that was only part of what we accomplished, I think, in the last 55 years. She turned me in the right direction, if you like, because I referred to her and I believed she would guide me or point me in the right direction. There again, she sent me back to the Son. And that, I think, has happened down through the centuries in different ways. She is the mediatrix of, if you appeal to her and if you talk with her and open your heart to her. And our acceptance then of the will of God is the basis actually for all we do.
Betty, we're leading up now to the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, and it's in Advent. So that's a really nice time to think of Mary coming up to Christmas, isn't it?
We can all identify with her during this season, particularly where she on her own had undertaken to give birth to the Son of God. And with the help of Joseph, of course, the baby arrived, and it wasn't very simple for her. I'm sure in certain respects she was very much on her own in this. And but she had the care, as we all have had, as all mothers and fathers perhaps have had the care of the infant Jesus, and that necessitated working and forever thinking of his good. And but then the joy of the birth must have been absolutely wonderful, and she had accomplished what God had set out for her to do. So we remember all this with Advent, and the joy in children and the innocence and the beauty of children is always more manifest at Christmas, and the excitement we have to tolerate, I'm afraid, and accommodate as well. So it is a very joyous time to feel that the Son of God has come for us, and we remember this every Advent. It's always a joyous time.
Now, there's a prayer that you have in your book there that you particularly like in relation to Mary. Perhaps you'd read it for us.
Well, this one is an anonymous hymn from the 5th century in a book of Eastern prayers to the Mother of God. She was then very much acknowledged as the Mother of God, even as early as the 13th, 14th centuries. She was She was proclaimed the Theotokos at the Council of Ephesus in 431. And this is a prayer anyway from that particular book. And it says, "Blessed are we who have you as our defense. Virgin Mother of God, we, the peoples of all nations, proclaim you blessed. He who surpasses all things, Christ our God, in you has deigned to dwell. Blessed are we who have you as our defense, for you intercede night and day for us. So we hymn our praise to you, proclaiming, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you."